Have you ever been up through there?
Oh, yeah.
Where all did you go?
I went through the state two or three times on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how to read the cross up by that yellow land that got up there in Georgia.
Yeah, it's not very good land.
It must be good land, and they use a lot of fertilizer on it.
Yeah. Say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, and like he was seriously interested in her, he'd say that he was
courting her.
Okay. Do people still say that nowadays?
Yeah.
And he would be called her
sweetheart, I reckon.
Okay. And she would be his
sweetheart.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
snooping. Kissing that girl.
Uh-huh. And when the girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she
stopped him from coming.
Uh-huh.
Well, she'd quit him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, that's just a good plain way to say that. No.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear she drove him down or gave him the gate or jilted him or?
Ask that again.
Do you ever hear people say she throwed him down or she gave him the gate or jilted him or?
Well, there's several different words that mean the same thing. I just figure that she jilted him.
Uh-huh. You say they were engaged and all of a sudden she
just cut him out and jilted him.
Uh-huh. But if she didn't jilt him, you say they went ahead and got...
Huh?
They went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Well, I guess he is, but then...
You never heard?
I never heard it.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
I ain't been to weddings or wars, so I don't know.
Do you ever hear best man or wedding?
Best man, I imagine.
Uh-huh. What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's a bridesmaid, I believe it is.
Okay. And something that you do every day, if I ask you to do it frequently, you'd say, yes, I, all the time. Yes,
well, I asked him why it was she couldn't do a little of it herself.
Huh?
I asked her why it was she couldn't do a little of it herself.
No, if I ask something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it frequently? You'd say, yes,
I'll do it.
Uh-huh. And if you were asking me whether he does that sort of thing, how would you ask that?
Well, does he do such thing as that?
Uh-huh. And you say, I don't smoke, but he...
He smokes.
I don't, but he...
Uh-huh, he does.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, no, I don't know him, but I...
Know of him.
Okay. Would you ever say, I heard tell of him?
Yeah, I heard tell of him.
Uh-huh. And... You might say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
Real sure or positive.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, I don't know if he did that or not, but people...
Say he did.
Okay. And say if I'm... If I ask you to go someplace, and you're not sure you want to, you say, well, I don't know
whether I want to go or not.
Okay.